Good morning. Today's shiur is sponsored by Kirlo Zichronamim in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Jack and Yana Einhorn for all the support they've given the Kirlo over the past years. Today's topic is looking for a lulav. So before we talk about looking for the lulav, let's talk about the two parts of a lulav. Two parts of a lulav, or the three parts of the lulav are the shedra, which is the main spine of the lulav. When facing towards you, that's the thick green part of the lulav. There are the leaves on both sides. And then there is the middle leaf, which goes all the way up to the top, which is called the tiyomet. In most cases, that will be the highest leaf. Sometimes it's not, but it's the last leaf which branches off from the shedra, from the spine, and goes up to the top, and that's called the tiyomet. In many ways, similar to the chumrah that we have on the chaitim of the esrog, we have the chumrah on the tiyomis of the lulav. Some of the issues which we have with the lulav are that the lulav should not be bent. If the lulav is bent towards the person, that is considered kosher. If it's bent away or to the side, it's considered an issue. However, when we talk about being bent, it's only talking about a significant bend. The average lulav that you're getting and you're seeing coming to your marker is not going to be bent enough to be considered a halachic issue. But there is a hitter that the lulav should be as straight as possible. And when you say straight, we're referring to the shedra, not referring to the rest of the lulav. So if the shedra is straight, that's considered the hitter of a lulav, which is mahudr, that the shedra is straight. Other areas of halacha which we have to be concerned about apply mostly to the tiyamis. They could also apply to the majority of the other leaves, but that's a very uncommon situation. So let's focus on the tiyamis. The first issue which you want to talk about in the tiyamis is you do not want a lulav which is split. It's known as nistak. Nistak means it's split. The tiyamis, that middle leaf, which is the extension of the shedra, is all of the leaves of the lulav are made out of a bent with leaf with a pleat facing the front. So if that place where the two sides of the leaf attached to each other have come apart, that's considered nistak. Shulchan Aruch says the shear for the psul is if it is a tefach down from the top of the tiyamis, if it's been split a shear of a tefach. So for the rice of chumrah, we would be machmer, that everything more than 3 inches would be considered already a concern. On a derabanan day, we would be able to make up to 4 inches. So a shear of a tefach, if it's less than a tefach, it's kosher mikradin. There is a second opinion, which is the shita of the gra, which says that the issue is totally in roiv. If you measure from the top of the shedra to the top of the tiyamis, and it is 6 inches long, so as long as roiv of that has split already, it's considered puzzle. That could also mean a kula, in a case where from the top of the shedra to the top of the tiyamis is 10 inches long, it's not considered that the roiv has split until over 5 inches has split. So that can be both a kula and a chumra. Mishnah Berurah does bring a sheet that's better to take a lulav which is totally closed. So besides the hitter element, this is also a concern that if it split a little bit, it will continue to split over the yomtiv. And that is, we do not want to take something which by the end of yomtiv we're going to have problems with it because of the fact that we do not know with it, etc. In that situation where less than a tefach or less and less than roiv has been split, so it is kosher mikra din. And if you want to put a little bit of glue in there to make sure that it will not continue to split further, you may do so. You cannot add glue to close an area which is split already, but you may add glue to prevent it from splitting any further. It's easy to find, but you have to be careful when you're checking for it, that you do not want to try and pull the two sides apart to see if it's split already, because you might actually split at that point in time, and you will damage the lulav and damage the marker who had a kosher lulav beforehand. The next step of the issue which we're worried about is something known as where it's split like a hemnik. So that means there's two divided tips. The hemnik was a type of like a fork item which had two distinct tongs to it. So if the two sides of the top of the tiyamis are clearly distinct from each other, so this is a width issue, not a length issue, even if it's only open for a small amount. But if it's clearly distinctly separate, so the Mishnah Berurah holds that's considered a hemnik and would be considered pasul. So if your tiyarmis leaf is split in such a way, it would be considered a problem. This is only true if the part which was attached has started to come apart, and then it has widened. Some lulu leaves naturally come, that leaf is not totally attached all the way up to the top. That's not a problem. The Chazanish is more mekel and says, even if the split is clearly obvious, as long as it's not a significant gap, it's going to be kosher. But it's preferable to be machmor on the shita mishabura if possible. The way we measure this again is the same way we measure the idea of the chaytim is if you hold it at arm's length, the way you would hold your lulav normally, and you notice it at a quick glance, that's considered a problem. There is a halacha called nisraf. Nisraf is not considered a problem because even though it has changed color due to the sun burning the tip, it's considered kosher. There is something called yovesh, which is very uncommon. We're not going to talk about it. Nektam roshah is if the tip has come off. This is more of an issue when you have, you might bump your lulav and cause the top of it to come off. That's only the scenario where that's going to be normally coming into the market. But a person should be careful with the tip of a lulav because that tiyarmis is very sensitive in halacha. Two other issues about the common lulav issues. There's something known as a knepple. If the top part of the lulav or the top leaf or leaves are bent down, is that considered a problem? So if they're bent, hooking up a little bit, that's not considered a knepple. If they are pointing downwards, that's considered a knepple. There is a disagreement in halacha whether those are considered kosher or not. And this is a form of something which is considered bent. Therefore, the minig of the Bnei Yeshiva is to avoid it. There is the minig of the Chassidim actually is to prefer such a type of a lulav. Sometimes you have a lulav which the top of the lulav ends in a zigzag. So a zigzag per se is not considered a problem, but a common issue you have with a zigzag is it causes the leaf to split, and many times when it splits in that type of situation, it will end up being a hymnic. So it's something to avoid in order not to get involved in the issue of your lulav developing a status of hymnic over the yom tif. One or two other points about the lulav, that the length of the lulav has to be considered in halacha. It says it has to be four tefachim. The shedra has to be four tefachim long. Now that's not saying it 100% correctly. It says that the hadassim and the rabbis have a shear of three tefachim, and the lulav has to extend above that another tefach. So if you would have your minimum size hadassim and arabas, which are exactly three tefachim, so your lulav has to be four tefachim. However, if you use hadassim and arabas, which are longer than three, the minimum size, your lulav still has to extend above that another tefach. So it's not correct to say that it's kosher four tefachim long. You have to make sure that it extends above the top of the hadassim and arabas another tefach. The best way to do that is when you put your bands around the lulav, put one band, a tefach down from where the shedra ends, and then you'll make sure that you put your hadassim and ravas, never let them go above that band, and you have a good marker to remind you not to make that mistake. The sefer we mentioned before, the sefer of Chaim Ubracha, which goes through the list of the preferable things that a person would like to have in a lulav, says the first thing is that the lulav should be lach and yorek. It should be look nice and fresh all the way from top to bottom. And the tiyama should not be a yovesh. It should look nice. It should look straight. It should not have anything missing on the top. It should not be nistik at all. The leaves should be detached. And this is the second point I want to touch on, is the leaves should be detached. Because you want to be able to do nanum with the leaves, so some of the leaves should not be attached to each other. Not that they split in themselves, but between one leaf and the next leaf. So when you shake it, you will get a sound. It should not be any chashash or murkab. I'm not sure how common that is. it should not grow in a pot. It should be in the ground. And preferably, you should only have one tiyomos. There are scenarios where you have two tiyomos coming up from the middle. So it's preferable in halacha to have one tiyomos. Without getting involved in the details of why that's so, it's preferable that a person should try and get a lulav with only one leaf. Have a good morning.